Mike here, two teams in the Lions and Cardinals, really, really, really desperate for a win. I could probably use one more really there.
Really,
we're talking about
could.
The Cardinals, you know, started out 4-0, have lost 9 straight. Lions obviously reeling a little bit, losers of 5 straight. These are two teams that just need a win.
Yeah, reeling but not rocking, okay? yeah, you're right about that. It's surprising with the Cardinals from their standpoint. Well, surprising for both teams. You know, the Cardinals finished strong last year. They really did. They played some good football at the end of the season. They had their defense back in order. They thought they were going to start to make a move with Kevin Cobb, but he never stayed healthy. Look, it doesn't matter how you got to 4-9, but 4-9 is 4-9. But I think, obviously, the Lions have played with a little more substance than the Cardinals have. Even in this losing streak, the 5-game losing streak, they're in games. You've got to work to beat them. They had none of this 58-0 stuff that the Cardinals had last week at Seattle. You don't know how that's going to impact the team. Do they get completely demoralized and cash it in? Is it a rallying point for them? I don't know. I put it this way, and you don't want to know.
Right. And Ken Wisenhunt, who we talked about on the conference call, really said that it's a week-to-week business. Jim Schwartz said the same thing on Monday. To me, I think 58-0 is easier to walk away from than an overtime loss. And that's just me. I think you can wipe that away. You had 8 turnovers. You didn't get good play from really anywhere. There's not one unit, one person, 2 plays, 3 plays that you can look at and say, if only. It was really the whole game. I think that's easier to wipe away for them. You know, everybody talks about them giving up and coming off that loss. To me, I think it's easier. Wipe yourself clean of that, move on to the next week, get focused for the next
week. I'd rather, if I'm a player or a coach, I'd rather be in the game because at least it means you were competing and you had a chance to win. 58-0, you had no chance to win. They had 8 turnovers. Quarterback played terrible again for the second straight week. So I understand what you're saying from an emotional standpoint, but from an execution standpoint, a competitive standpoint, I'd rather be in games.